A blustery, cool day in progress across interior New York and New England, with the wind at times gusting over 20 miles per hour out of the northwest. This is putting a little bit more of a chill in the air, and certainly it will be cooler this afternoon than the last few days when we made it into the upper 40s. Today's highs will be in the middle and upper 30s, with only a few locations touching the 40-degree mark, and that wind adding more of a chill. Still, we'll have a good amount of sunshine, and that'll feel nice, especially when the wind relaxes from time to time. And this clear sky will last into the overnight period. With the wind dying out after dark, temperatures will be allowed to drop off more quickly and through the 20s and into the teens for overnight lows. High pressure is building in from southern Canada, and it will dominate into the day tomorrow, keeping it dry. Though behind the high, a southerly wind flow will develop tomorrow afternoon, and a few clouds will mix with the sunshine, and temperatures will be back into the lower 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a storm will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head into the Tennessee Valley. On this track, clouds will thicken up overnight Friday night, and precipitation will break out before sunrise on Saturday. Right now, it looks like mainly a cold rain for most of interior New York and New England, although at the onset, some places may be slightly below freezing and get a little bit of wet snow, sleet, or freezing rain. But during the daylight hours on Saturday, mostly a cold rain with temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot in from the Great Lakes Saturday night and Sunday. Any remaining precipitation will change back to snow, and there could be some accumulation by Sunday morning, especially across the higher terrain. On Sunday afternoon, leftover snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Monday will dry it out and warm it up with sunshine back into the mid-40s, and then the next front will turn it windy and cooler again on St. Patrick's Day for Tuesday. While we'll start out near 40, readings will drop back through the 30s with a gusty wind and snow showers throughout the day. Breezy and cool on Wednesday with highs staying in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moisture streaming into the Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley will result in widespread showers and thunderstorms, some of which could produce heavy rain and the possibility of flash flooding. This area of widespread rain and thunderstorms will shift northward into the Ohio Valley and eventually the mid-Atlantic states tonight and tomorrow. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for the entire Mississippi River Valley from its confluence with the Ohio River and points south. Meanwhile, for the west, beneficial rain will move into the Pacific Northwest with snow for the Rocky Mountains. And Tropical Cyclone Pam is located approximately 550 miles west-northwest of Fiji and continues to intensify with winds up to 140 miles per hour sustained and gusts to 165 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Waycross, Georgia, and both Orlando and Fort Myers in Florida, to a low of 9 above at Gunnison and Leadville, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, windy, cooler in the lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today is 43 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:58 p.m., 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s. A good chance at a cold rain Saturday, maybe mixed with some wet snow across the higher terrain. Highs around 40. Wet snow Saturday night and Sunday morning. Snow showers and mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon in the upper 30s. Sunshine on Monday in the mid-40s. Windy and turning colder Tuesday with rain and snow showers. Temperatures falling back through the 30s. And breezy on Wednesday with a few snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.